The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Aboyim, we're going to be starting Simen Nun Beis. These are the halachos of the brachos on peros, fruits of a tree, and vegetables. And Shehakol, the Kitzur calls it Dine Birkas Bori Priya Eitz Ubori Priya Adama V'Shehakol, the bracha of Ha'itz Adama and Shehakol. Let's see halacha Aleph. Al peros hagdelim be'ilon mevarchim bori priya eitz. On fruit that grows on a tree, we're going to define soon what the halachic definition of a tree is. But on fruit that grows on a tree, you make the bracha bori priya eitz. V'al peros hagdelim ba'adama, and on peros and fruits that grow from the ground, v'hein kol minei liftan, that would refer to any type of a root vegetable, like a carrot or a turnip, v'yarokos, and vegetables, let's say tomatoes, cucumbers, v'kidneys, and beans, legumes, v'taterka, which seems to be buckwheat. That seems to be the Yiddish for buckwheat. Va'asavin, and herbs. So all these foods that grow from the ground and not from a tree, mevarchin bari priya adama. The bracha would be bari priya adama. V'lenikra ilan, it's not considered to be a tree. Now he's defining what's the halachic definition of a tree. It's not considered to be a tree, elazesh anofim shalo nisharim gam bechoref, unless it's something that the branches remain in the winter. It has to be that the branches are permanent, that the branches stay in the winter, then that would be considered to be a tree. Umotzi achkach olim min ha'anofim, and then when the spring comes, it will produce leaves from the branches. That the branches are permanent, and it will produce leaves and then fruit from the branches. Vafilo heim dakim ki givolei pishtan. Even if the branches are very thin, like the stalk of flax, a very thin stalk, but as long as it's permanent and it stays throughout the winter, that would be considered to be a tree if it has these branches through the winter. Aval im ha'anofim kolim legamri b'charif. However, if the branches are totally dead, they perish completely in the winter time. If there's no branches at all throughout the winter, v'nanisha rak hashoresh, and all that's left is the roots, meaning even though it doesn't have to actually be replanted, you still have the roots, but if there's nothing of the branches that remains in the winter time, it's just the roots that remain in the winter. Again, for enonisha rak hashoresh, if all that's remaining is the roots, lo nikra ilan, that's not considered to be a tree. It's only a tree if there's branches. If there's no branches, it's not halachically considered to be a tree. A mavarchan ala peros bari pri adama. One would make the bracha on the fruit of such a plant that does not stay throughout the winter, it doesn't have branches throughout the winter, the bracha would be bari pri adama. There are many cases that are somewhat ambiguous. The Mishnah Berurah talks about certain berries that grow on bushes. The Mishnah Berurah makes a distinction that possibly if the bushes are very low, less than three tefachim is approximately somewhere between 10 or 12 inches. If it's a low tree, then according to Mishnah Berurah, even though it's a permanent tree and the berries grow on something that stays throughout the winter, still, according to this opinion, one would not make ha'etz on such a bush. That opinion of the Mishnah Berurah is not totally muskum, it's not totally agreed upon. Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuvas talks about also this question about berries. And he says there's different opinions about berries. There is definitely a valid opinion in Halacha that even if the bush is a low bush, less than 3 tefachim, even if it's less than, let's say, 10 to 12 inches, but it's a permanent tree, Rav Moshe says there definitely is a place in Halacha to still make ha'etz on it. And even in the places that they would make ha'adama on it, on a tree which is very low, less than 3 tefachim, less than 10 to 12 inches, but if it's not clear how tall the tree is, let's say it's on the borderline of 3 tefachim, and it's possibly is higher than 3 tefachim, one would definitely make ha'etz on such a bush. So, basically, on fruits that grow on bushes, on berries that grow on bushes, it's somewhat of an ambiguous point in Halacha. If it's even a suffix, even if there's a doubt that maybe the tree is higher than 3 tefachim, let's call it higher than 10 to 12 inches, one would certainly make a bracha. Even when it's lower, there's different, in Hagim, there's different practices. Mishnah Berurah defends the practice to make ha'adama, but Rav Moshe says there's also room in Halacha to make ha'etz. Also, there are other fruits that are ambiguous about what bracha to make on them. Is it a real tree or not? On a papaya, there's somewhat of a question. If you look on the website of Kitzur 365, you'll see a number of articles about this, about what bracha, what type of fruits one would say the bracha of ha'etz. Here's an article about the bracha on raspberries and the bracha on papaya. So if you look there, you'll see more about this. Sugya, this discussion about what is considered to be halachically a tree to be ha'etz, and what's not considered a tree to be ha'adama. Let's see halacha beis. Al davar she'en gidula min ha'aretz, on something that does not grow from the ground, kumo basar, like meat, dogim is fish, chalav is milk, gvina is cheese, v'chein al kol minei mashkin, and on any type of drink, any beverage, chutz min hayayin v'shemen zayis, besides for wine and olive oil, levarchon shehakol, one would make the bracha of shehakol. One does not make the bracha ha'etz on the liquid that comes from, let's say, an orange or an apple. The fruit itself has the bracha of ha'etz, but the juice that comes from that fruit would be considered halachically, it's determined, it's a zeya, it's a byproduct of the fruit, it's not the actual fruit itself. And the bracha would be shahakol, unless it's a very distinguished drink like wine or olive oil. So in all these things, meat, fish, milk products, cheese, and drinks, besides for wine and olive oil, one would make the bracha of shahakol. V'tevas nehiya yishlomer hayud bekamatz. The bracha shahakol nehiya or nehiya, the kitzur holds, one should say the bracha with the kamatz, the bracha would be shahakol nehiya bidvaro. There are different opinions about this. Some would say shahakol nehiya with the segol, but the kitzur is saying the bracha is nehiya with the kamatz. The kitzur continues halacha gimel. Kmiyanu pitrios, these are mushrooms and truffles. The Yiddish word is shvemen. So, afal pishin gedele milachluchis haaretz, even though they grow from moisture in the earth, and it looks like a mushroom is growing out of the earth, yinikasa ena min haaretz ela min haavir, but the nutrition does not come from the ground, it comes from the air, from the nutrients in the air around it, and not from the ground itself. A mushroom is considered to be growing from nutrition in the air and not considered to be growing from the nutrients in the ground. Therefore, they're not considered to be a fruit of the ground. One would make the bracha of shehakol on mushrooms. So even though they physically grow from the ground, still the bracha of shehakol on mushrooms. Let's see halacha dalid. Ein mevarchin bori priya eitz o bori priya adama. One may not make the bracha of ha'eitz or ha'adama. Ela al davar shu tov le'echol chai. Unless it's something which is good, which is considered by people to be normal to be eaten raw. V'gam haderach hu le'echol chai. That it's both that people eat it raw, and it's good to be eaten raw. What are the two conditions? It has to be something that it tastes good to be eaten raw, and people consider it normal to be eaten raw. Aval imein haderach le'ochlo chai ela b'mevushal. However, if it's not considered normal to be eaten raw, but to be eaten cooked, a fruit or a vegetable which is considered normal to be eaten cooked and not to be eaten raw. Even though it's edible and it's fine to be eaten raw, but it's not considered normal by people to be eaten in its raw state. So that would still not be considered to be choshev important when it's raw. One may not make the bracha on it unless he's eating it cooked. If you have a food which is in its raw state, is not normally eaten, even though it could be eaten in that state, but if it's considered normal to be cooked and then eaten, then the main state of that food is the cooked state, and the raw state would not get the bracha of Ha'etzer Ha'adama, it would be the bracha of Shakol. The Kitzur continues, Aval im ochlo chai, enu mevarech olav rak ela shahakol. If it's eaten raw, he would not make the bracha of Ha'etzer Ha'adama, he would make the bracha of shahakol. And therefore, food which is normally eaten cooked, and when it's cooked it gets the bracha of Ha'etzer Ha'adama, if that food is eaten raw, it would have the bracha of shahakol. The Kitzur says, V'kavush harehu kimavoshal, if something is pickled or soaked, that is considered like cooking. V'lochein al-kuruv, which is kreut, similar to the English sauerkraut, if you have a pickled cabbage, mevarchen bori pri adama, you would make the bracha of bori pri adama. So if you had, let's say, sauerkraut, which is normally eaten pickled, so in its pickled state it would be ha'adama. If it's eaten raw, that would be shahakol if it's not normal to eat this food in its raw state. V'chein meliach hu k'mevoshol l'inyan zeh, not only if it's soaked, but if it's salted, food which is normally eaten salted, that would be considered like cooked for the sake of these halachos, that if it's normally eaten salted, then it would have hadama in its salted state. And its unsalted state, if it's not normally eaten in that state, would be shahakol. So, the halacha in halacha dalad is that a food which is normally eaten cooked, even if it could be eaten raw, would still be shahakol when it's raw. It's only hadama when it's cooked. And other means of processing that besides for cooking, like pickling and salting, are like cooking. Let's see halacha hey. Al hatznon mevarchen bori pri adama. On radishes, one makes the bracha of bori pri adama, even though they're sharp. But because it could be eaten raw, and it's considered normal to be eaten raw, one may make ha'adama on radishes. V'chein, and similarly, al shumenu b'tzalim, on garlic and on onions, kishen rakin, when they're soft, when they're young and soft, and they're eaten in that state, v'darko l'ochalam chayin, and it's considered normal to eat them raw. When you have young onions or garlic, it's considered normal to be eaten in the raw state. Af al pi sh'al pi harov ein ochlin osam rak im apas. Even though normally they are only eaten with bread, normally these young onions or garlic is not eaten on its own, it's eaten on top of bread. Mikol mokom, but nevertheless, gam im ochlam below pas, mevarchem aleim bori pri adama. Even when they're eaten without bread, one would make the bracha of bori pri adama. Even though this, the onions, garlic, is normally eaten on top of bread, but it's still considered normal to eat them raw, and therefore, even without bread, one would make the bracha of ha'adama on these soft onions or garlic. Aval im hiskimu, hiskinu. However, if they got older, if they matured, that they got stronger, shim harifim ma'od, and now they're very strong, the onions or garlic, ve'indarkan la'ochalam chayin, and it's not normal to eat them raw. When the onions or garlic are more mature, they're considered much stronger, and they're not normally eaten raw. Someone who eats them raw would make the bracha of shehakol. If the onions and garlic are mature to the point that it's considered abnormal to eat them raw because they're so sharp, then if one would eat them raw, he would make the bracha of shehakol. He would only make the bracha of hadama on these mature garlic and onions if they're cooked. Let's see Halacha Vav. So just to put this in context, until now we're talking about fruits that are normally eaten cooked. If normally these fruits or vegetables are eaten cooked, then in the raw state it's not considered to be the main fruit or vegetable, and its raw state would be shehakol if it's not normally eaten raw, if it's normally eaten cooked. Halacha Vav is the opposite. What if something is normally eaten raw and then it was cooked? What happens to a food which is normally eaten raw when it is cooked? So let's see halacha vav. Dvarim shehem tovim yoser kishen chayim mishikishem mivushalim. Things that are better when they're raw when they're cooked. Shehabishal migareya osan. That the bishul makes them worse. They're considered inferior when they're cooked. Ein mevarachem aleihem kishem mevushalim ela shehakol. One would not make the bracha ha'adama when they're cooked. He would only make the bracha of shehakol on these foods that are normally eaten raw. When they're cooked, they would be shehakol. It's only when they're raw he would make ha'adama on foods normally eaten raw. Va'af alpi shebishlam im basar, and even though it's a case where he cooked these foods with meat, va'yidei habasar nishtabchu, and now they're considered to be better because they were made prepared with meat. If this food, which is normally eaten raw, got cooked with meat, and now it's considered to be better because it was cooked with meat or something that would make it better. Mikol makom habasar hu ha'ikar. Nevertheless, if the main dish is the meat, and it was mainly prepared with the meat, it's not considered that the vegetable got better on its own. Ve'im avarchanam aleihem ela shehakol. One would not make the bracha ha'adama, but one would make the bracha of shehakol. Something which is normally eaten raw, and when it's cooked, it's not considered to be better. Even though in this case we cooked it with meat, it is better, but because that which is better is because of the meat, and the vegetable itself is not inherently better, in such a case, one would not make the bracha of hadama on the cooked vegetable, he would make the bracha of shehakol, and only when it's raw would he make the bracha of hadama. The kitza continues. Aval im bishlon ba'ofen shehin ma'ikar. However, if he cooked them in such a way that they're the main dish, let's say these vegetables that are normally eaten raw, if he made the main dish out of a cooked vegetable, and it's considered better, what's the example? The Kitzur says, like he fried them in schmaltz, in some sort of fat, or bedvash, or in honey, v'kiyotzibo, something similar that if he fried it in such a way that now, even though this vegetable is normally eaten raw, that the cooked state is also considered to be normally it's normally eaten in that stage, in that prepared state. Mevarchim aleihem habracha haruya lahem. We make the appropriate bracha on them. If this vegetable, because it was fried in fat and schmaltz or with honey, now is considered to be normally eaten in this stage, one would make its appropriate bracha of ha'etzer ha'adama in this cooked state. Demali in this bashla b'mayim o b'shumen u'dvash. Why should it make a difference if it was cooked in water or in fat, schmaltz, or with honey? As long as the food is considered to be better, or at least as good and normally eaten in this way of being prepared as being cooked or fried, the bracha would be ha'adama. So therefore, if you have a vegetable which is normally eaten raw, when it's cooked with meat, and it's only considered to be better because it was cooked with meat, but it wasn't intrinsically better on its own right, it's only because of the meat that is considered better, then it would not be ha'adama, it would be shahakol. But if this vegetable was cooked in its own right, in some way of preparing it that would make it better, it was cooked with schmaltz, with fat, or with honey, some other way of preparing it that it's also considered good when it's cooked, and it was cooked in its own right, something that spices it up, then it would actually be ha'adama in this prepared state if you added these different ingredients that make it better, the honey or the schmaltz, something else that would make it good in its own right. Let's see halacha zayin. Mine peros hagruim. Let's say you have fruit which is considered inferior, that it's like a wild fruit. Hagdelim al atadim v'kotzim. If it grows on different types of thorn bushes, o b'shar ilanos sheyosu me'aleim, or it's some other type of a tree that it grew wild, v'lonati lehu inchi, and people do not plant them. If this is not the type of a fruit which is normally planted, and it just grows in the wild, like forest apples, literally, some sort of like a crab apple, a wild apple, which is not considered to be a choshev fruit, it's not considered to be a significant fruit. Then when they're raw, in the raw state, they're not considered to be edible. Even though he cooked them or he fried them in honey or with sugar, v'hem ru'im la'achila, and they are edible, ein mevarchen aleihem ela shehakol. We only make the bracha of shehakol. So what we're saying is the following. If you have a fruit which is normally cultivated, you have fruit in an orchard or a place which is normally grown, even if that fruit is not normally eaten raw, and it's only eaten cooked, but the cultivated fruit, even though it needs to be cooked, in its cooked state is considered to be a proper fruit. It would have its bracha ru'yula, it would get the appropriate bracha of ha'etz or ha'adama. However, if the fruit is not cultivated, it's a wild fruit, even though it could be considered edible and normally eaten when it's cooked, but because it's a wild fruit, it's not a cultivated fruit, it's not chashuv, it's not considered to be important. And therefore, even when it is cooked, it would only get the bracha of shehakol, would not get the bracha of ha'etzer ha'adama, even though it grows on a tree. We'll still not get the bracha of ha'etz. The Kitzur says, avaluzin, however luzin, the Yiddish here is hazelnissa, which is clearly hazelnuts, which is a significant food, which is a chashuv food. Even though they grow in the forest, to consider to be important, to consider to be significant. Umavarchin Alehem Bori Priya Eitz. One would make the bracha of Bori Priya Eitz. So the Kitzur is saying, even though normally wild fruits, uncultivated fruits, would always be shahakol, even though they were cooked, because they're considered to be inferior. But certain wild foods, the Kitzur is giving the example of hazelnuts, that's considered to be a choshuv food, an important food. Even though it grows wild, it's still considered to be a ha'etz, it's still choshuv, it's still considered to be important. And we get a ha'etz as long as it's prepared in the way that it's normally eaten.